When I was born 5, I went to Taiwan in an exchange trip, and our students go to another secondary school to join their lessons, and one of their lessons is English, and I found that their style of teaching English is different from us. We found that their pronunciation is not so good, but their grammar, I think, is more is better than us comparably. So that I just remember that it is so different from us that normally our lesson in school, nobody raise up our hands and nobody answer questions, but they are so responsive and when the teachers have a question, many students respond to the teachers. That is different from what we experience in Hong Kong, and so that I feel it's special, and so that it's memorable for me.
That's great. And ever since that experience, do you feel more confident or become more interested in exposing yourself to English?
Not really, but I think I found that it's so different from country to country or place to place in the style of teaching English, and I think that both style can have their benefits and also their weakness. But I think Hong Kong could add more interactive elements in our lesson so that we can be more interested in the lesson, but not so just doing exercise and listening to the teachers.
Right, yeah, that's a good point. And now let's talk about your most memorable reading experience. Do you have anything to share about that?
Actually, I don't like reading books, no matter if Chinese or English. But in secondary school or primary school, we need to do the reading reports, and so I read those books. Although there are not some books that I'm very remember or what, but I bought one book. It's the only one English book I have bought. It's the Mary and Me, and because I saw the movie and I think it is so good, so that I bought the book and read it. I think that some books is transferred to movie, and I think it can make me be more interested in reading the book since there are some pictures on some movies that can motivate me to move on to read the book.
I see. And you have any future movies, like book to movies or movie to books, you're interested in watching or reading?
I have not any now, but I think that it will be some in the future.